Hello. This is a true story about the runaways. The beach was just a block away. On a low wall in front of the store, a young boy sat waiting for someone. His younger brother was trying to find something to eat. It was hard being runaways. A lady sitting on the wall couldn't help noticing how sad he seemed.
Have you been swimming?
Yesterday, but not today.
He seemed glad to have someone to talk to. He told how he and his brother had scarcely slept all night, trying to find a place on the beach. And while he talked, the lady silently counted at least 5 meals the boys had missed.
God loves you, Albert, and your brother, too.
Tony appeared and sat beside the lady.
You are both very precious to God. He tells us, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what Jesus did for you and me when he died for our sins on the cross. You are not the only ones. The Bible says we're all runaways. We are the ones who strayed away like sheep. We left God's path to follow our own, yet God laid on Jesus the guilt and sins of us all. Jesus offers us pardon and forgiveness. All we need to do is to open our hearts and receive him.
Albert and Tony bowed their heads and invited the Lord Jesus into their hearts. They thanked him for his gift of everlasting life. Their burdens were lifted. Peace and joy filled their hearts.
Now I must go and meet my husband Jack on the corner.
I want to tell him what God has done for me.
Let's all go.
Mr. Jack, I just opened my heart to the Lord Jesus, and he came in and gave me everlasting life.
Jack replied, that's wonderful. Now, how about having some lunch? So the happy boys had their fill of hamburgers, and then Albert announced,
we're going home. We'll walk.
But Jack slipped some coins into their hands. That's your bus fare. They both smiled and waved as they boarded the bus. They were saved and on their way home. Are you saved and on your way home to heaven? Jesus says, look, I have been standing at the door and I'm constantly knocking. If anyone hears me calling him and opens the door, I will come in and fellowship with him and he with me. Invite him and receive Jesus into your heart today.